Performance Center and the Push Festival present New York City's avant-garde ensemble, Bang on a Can All-Stars, part rock band, part amplified chamber group, performing works by Brian Eno, and from Sonic Youth, Thurston Moore. And on February 15th at 8 p.m., the Chan Center and Kickstart Disability Arts and Culture present Waits, a live performance with Lynn Manning. A riveting one-man play told by actor-storyteller Lynn Manning about how his life changed forever when a bullet, shot in a crowded Los Angeles bar, robbed him of his sight. The show opens with BC singer-songwriter and recent Canadian Aboriginal Music Award winner Krista Couture. Tickets at Ticketmaster, student ticket pricing available for both shows. For more information, visit chancenter.com.
Fit the rhythm of the sound and vision to the pattern of his brain waves. Relax. Relax. You are getting sleepy. Relax. Quite relaxed.
Listen to my voice.
Nothing but my voice. Relax. You are getting sleepy. Relax. Quite relaxed.
Listen to my voice.
Relax. Relax. You are getting sleepy. Relax. Quite relaxed.
Listen to my voice.
Nothing but my voice. You have no name. no name.
And there we just heard Ypcris by Glide, the alias used by Will Sargent, one of the founding members of Echo and the Muddy Men. Sargent released a few cassettes under his own name here and there throughout the 70s and 80s, but he took on the Glide project as he expanded into psychedelic electronica, starting in 1997 with Space Age Freakout. And Ypcris was recorded around the same time as his most recent release, which was 2004's Curvature of the Earth. But it wasn't included on that album for some reason, but it was posted on Glide's website, which is an offshoot of the official Echo and the Bunnymen website, and you can find that as an MP3. So good evening, and you're here with Radio Free Gak on UBC's vital campus radio station here, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, BC. You can find us online at www.citr.ca. My name is Gak, and I'll guide you through these Class 5 Rapids till 9 o'clock. Your phone number here for the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. So I'm just going to get Val here, because actually I'm not alone right now. Val is on the mic here, so hello, Val.
Hi. How are you, Gary?
I'm fine. That may not be the right
Wonderful
mic.
Wonderful as always.
Hey, that's the right one.
Am I really loud? Do you want me to lean right into it and yell?
I think you should actually lean in really close and whisper huskily.
Whisper.
Yes.
Something like that.
Of course. So Val is the gracious and wonderful host of the Folk Oasis.
Yes.
Wednesday evenings, 8 p.m. to 10 here.
Yes. And I dropped by to thank you again so much for covering my show a couple of weeks ago, several weeks ago.
Oh, it was no problem at all. I had a blast.
I brought you a little something.
Yeah, it's... One thing that she just unveiled right before I got on air here is I requested something barbecue-related when she went down to Texas.
No, you wanted barbecue.
Well, I wanted barbecue, yeah. I wasn't really...
That wasn't going to happen.
I wasn't specific. I was just like, I want barbecue. Bring the grill. But what she did is she smuggled from the city market in Luling, Texas. Where's Luling exactly?
Luling, Texas. It's about 45-minute drive south of Austin, right in the heart of... Barbecue country.
That is barbecue country prime?
Absolutely. Yeah, you have to get out of the big city. There's a couple of towns down there. Luling and what the heck's the other one? Lockport,
okay.
Oh, you know what? That's not it.
That's a lie.
It's something like that. I've completely blanked out. It kind of sounds like Lockport. Don't come to me.
Lac de Melac, Lakeport beer, something like that. But anyways... In this wonderful unlabeled Lipton bottle, I have like a... How big would you describe this bottle as?
I don't know if that's like a... Is that a quart?
Maybe it's a couple
is that a
pints.
Quart? I think that's considered a quart. I don't know.
Anyways,
now that we're on the metric, that's like...
I think that's exactly what, 650 milliliters or something.
It looks like.
So I basically have a Mickey full of barbecue sauce here.
All right.
It looks prime. It smells sweet and tangy.
Enjoy, and it's actually, you know what, you can use it as a dip. It's great with rotisserie chicken.
Oh, rotisserie.
Yeah, so you don't have to do, you know, a barbecue thing, but it's a nice little side dish.
I
you
can
like
definitely
a little
imagine. It
zing
smells
with your
fine.
Meat or even your vegetables, I suppose.
I could just dip anything in it, couldn't I?
pretty much. We'll leave that to
food related, of course. Not that we would encourage any other sort of ingredients to interact with the sauce there. But you're too kind. Thank you very much, Val.
Well, no, thank you so much. I was happy to be able to bring something back that you would appreciate.
Right, that's great. You had a great time in Texas as well?
Absolutely, as I always do.
Yes.
Ate a lot of barbecue and thought of you as I was eating it. So does that count as... barbecue on your behalf.
I just sort of stew with envy back here. And you're like, she's in hot Texas in January, eating as much meat as possible.
It wasn't hot. It was warm.
It was muggy?
No. It was, they had a little bit of an Arctic cold front blowing down, which brings it down into the, 50s Fahrenheit,
That's intolerable.
Frigid.
Yeah, I lived in Colorado for a while, and during the summertime, their 90s, 95 is bone dry. So the Texans got out of their RVs, and they looked at the canyon, you're like, it's too chilly in here. And then they just sort of ran back in the RV. I'm like, what? And they must be like having a little portable sauna that just sort of drives around. And like, if only.
Absolutely. Well, Gary,
why don't you get
back to your program? So I just dropped by. It was in the neighborhood.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for stopping by.
There you go.
And Val, what time is your show again?
Yes, it's Wednesdays, 8 to 10 p.m., 2 hours of eclectic roots music.
Excellent. And what station does it happen
to
be on as
well? That would be on CITR 101.9 FM. There's your station ID for the
That's right.
Next
yeah, because I sort of, yeah. I missed it at the beginning there. So thanks, Val.
Okay, you're most welcome.
And enjoy sorting through all the music that you just collected. Any previews for this Wednesday show?
Deep Dark Woods.
I'm
loving that CD. Great, great band from Saskatoon. Everybody should check out.
All right.
Whether you consider yourself a folky or not, they're awesome.
Excellent. Well, I'll definitely stay tuned. Thanks, Val. Anyways, what we have here on this week's episode of Radio Free GAC is the second profile, a part of the look of the nominees for the Best Musical Score in this year's Academy Awards, and that will be Danny Elfman for his work in Gus Van Sant's movie Milk. But let's get this party started with an old cut-up from 1975, and we're going to fuse some Led Zeppelin with some Southern Preacher music together. And here is the Plunderphonics man himself, Kitchener, Ontario's John Oswald with Power.
When God said something, he can't take it back. You can't take it back, Lord. I got your number here. You said you'd bless me going in and bless me coming out. You said everything I put my hands on, you would bless it. Come on, shout amen, somebody. God said I'll make you the head and not the tail. Everything you set your hands to, I will bless it if you will walk in my way. Word. I don't have to feel something to believe it. I don't have to look at something to believe it. All I gotta do is see the word. And if God said it, let every man, let every devil be a liar, but let God be true. He cannot take his word back. Turn around in your seat, look at somebody and say, do you know the devil's a liar? And say, Lord, I believe it. Hear me. And he'll make a way where there is no way. Hey, God, why? So he can't escape. There ain't no way out. He's gonna die personally to bring deliverance if there's no other way. Because God is still in the healing business. Shout power! Power! That's what he was doing. Power! Put your shoes on. You going somewhere. Can you shout amen, somebody? Come on, shout amen, somebody. Can you shout amen, somebody? Come on, shout amen, somebody. Put your shoes on your feet. Gird your clothes around you and follow me. Power! 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 Jesus talking.
Power!
Don't get mad now. But, are you listening to me? Are you listening to me? I tell you, this is the most beautiful thing. God has a way. And when his face hits the cold air, oh, hallelujah.
Power!
The Lord. How to set you free. The devil may tie you up, but it's God who sets you free. It's the devil who puts you in prison, but it's God who opens the doors. It's the devil who puts sickness on you, but it's God who heals your body. It's the devil who breaks up a home, but it's God who puts it back together again. God will make a way where there is no way. If you believe it, shout amen, somebody.
From the 10-inch reactor party there. What buttons am I hitting here? That was Shedisco with Reactor Party off their 2007 release Kingdom of Fear, as well as appearing on the North American release slash compilation called Emanator, which came out a few months ago through Downtown Records. But that was the wonderful 12-inch sped up at 45. Well, it was supposed to be played at 45 because it sounded really scary at 33. The Glaswegian acts were notorious for holding monstrous parties called 61 from the years 2003 to 2006 in drummer Darren Cullen's flat prior to eviction because of said parties. But word is that when they are on tour, they're keen to be invited to a house party in which they can play. So bear that in mind if you hear them roll through town. I'm alone by myself here. My name is Gak. This is Radio Free Gak on CITR Vancouver. Twin Lion is the project of Tyler Horan, an independent musician based of Murrieta, California. It's some lo-fi pop with a nice tropical feel. If you like the other act right now called Waves, except spelt with a double V, so that's like Wavs. Wavs, yeah. It sounds like that. So from his forthcoming album, Awesome Power, due out through Family Time Music, here is Twin Lion with Safest in Bear Hugs.
Thank you.
From Toronto, that was Little Girls with Youth Tunes, a single that's due soon from Capture Tracks. But you can actually hear that song and a handful more off their MySpace, which I think is Little Girls or Little Girls. It's long, it's repeated, it's necessary, it's MySpace. You're listening to Radio Free GAC, CITR Vancouver. Another act from Toronto is Barzin, a folky songwriter with some shoegaze elements to his work, though what we're going to listen to is one of his newer songs. From his forthcoming album, Notes to an Absent Lover. And they'll be out later this April through Monotreme Records. And a couple of these songs were already posted on the Monotreme website in advance, including this one. And this is Barzin with When It Falls Apart.
I saw you sitting there at your mother's house. I swear you loved so hard. Never thought I'd see the day when my pretty girl would turn so hard. That's when I walked away, never looking back. I said goodbye to that love. She was the best thing I ever had, and now it's done. I don't know why I drove so far. I should have stayed where I belong. Guess I wanted to see for myself what love looks like when it falls apart. What love looks like when it falls apart. What love looks like when it falls apart.
Festival, one of Western Canada's largest performing arts festivals, in association with Theatre Conspiracy, presents Club Push, a festival within the festival at Performance Works on Granville Island. $20 gets you in to check out an innovative performance, a band, or a DJ. After 11 p.m., it's free. Tuesday through Sunday, January 27th to February 7th. Visit pushfestival.ca or call 604-605-8284 for information and the full Club Push lineup. Licensed and chill, it's the best time you'll have for $20.
I pray! I pray!
You're listening to
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Ice cream man, ice cream man. Can I have this? I want this over here and a toast on by my father. And give me this ice over here and vanilla cone. Thank you, ice cream man. Thank you. Thank you, ice cream man.
All right, there we had Slow Down in that song. Actually, that was a song called Slow Down by the band called Soft Rocks, and you can find that off their UMUT 2000 single released this past October. And all we can tell you is that they're a mysterious DJ collective from the Brighton in the United Kingdom. You're listening to Radio Free GAC here on CITR. I am GAC. I know I've probably played these next guys a bit too much, but a good friend of mine whose birthday is coming up on Friday, so she's a fellow Sixer like me, she sent me that song, and it's approaching another level of brazenness with strings usurping the regular strings. What we'll do is we'll listen to Hot Chip, and this will be a remix of their song One Pure Thought, originally found on the Made in the Dark album that came out last year. But this will be remixed by Geese, and they're a remix act that consists of members from the art rock band Elysian Fields. And you can find this on a recent EP, which also includes remix work and cover versions of Hot Chip songs by Robert Wyatt, one of the founding members of the prog rock band from the 60s and 70s called Soft Machine. So here is Hot Chip with the Geese remix of One Pure Thought. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Thank you.
On February 8th at 8 p.m., the Chan Center and the Push Festival present New York City's avant-garde ensemble, Bang on a Can All-Stars, part rock band, part amplified chamber group, performing works by Brian Eno, and from Sonic Youth, Thurston Moore. And on February 15th at 8 p.m., the Chan Center and Kickstart Disability Arts and Culture present Waits, a live performance with Lynn Manning. A riveting one-man play told by actor-storyteller Lynn Manning about how his life changed forever when a bullet, shot in a crowded Los Angeles bar, robbed him of his sight. The show opens with BC singer-songwriter and recent Canadian Aboriginal Music Award winner Krista Couture. Tickets at Ticketmaster, student ticket pricing available for both shows. For more information, visit chancenter.com.
I can make rustling noises too. That was, what was that? Singer Letitia Cedar's project Monade, which if it was sort of like the French masculine version, that'd be Lemonade, which I guess would be lemonade. And of course, we know Letitia Cedar as being the lead singer from Stereolab. So that song was Regarde. And you can find that from last year's album Monstre Cosmique. And if you pay close attention to that, you heard the trombone there, which is the instrument that Letitia Cedar plays. And what we'll do is we'll continue with a little French vibe over these next two songs, and we'll go yay yay on ya. We'll start off with the wonderful Tunisian-born singer Jacqueline Taïb. And you can find this through the re-released album Lolita Chick 68, I think, which came out in 1968, but it was re-released in 2000 through the Japanese division of Mad French Records. And the song we're about to hear takes the French, I guess, euphemism or a metaphor for breaking a heart into two, which involves something about squeezing fingers together. This is Jacqueline Taïb with Le Cœur au Bois des Doigts on CITR Vancouver.
Sourire au coin des yeux, un regard rempli de rêves et de l'or dans les cheveux. Il éteint sa cigarette et me dit venez danser. Comme c'est aujourd'hui ma fête, j'ai envie de vous aimer. Je m'avance vers la piste, il me serre dans ses bras. Il me dit vous semblez triste et je ne lui réponds pas. Il me dit je suis poète. Caresse mes cheveux, en levant un peu la tête, je vois qu'il a les yeux bleus. Le cœur au bout des doigts, hey hey hey, le cœur au bout des doigts, le cœur au bout des chien, de son amour pour la France, de sa mère qui est loin. Mais il me dit que sur terre, il n'a eu qu'un seul ami et qu'il déteste la guerre. Je lui réponds moi aussi. On se quitte d'une voix morne et le lendemain matin, il est là devant ma porte, une guitare à la main. Il entre et soudain s'arrête quand je lui rien. On nous informe vraiment sur rien.
pour pas Napoléon. Mettez la main dans son giron. On nous cache tout, on nous dit rien. L'affaire Trucuchet, l'affaire Machin, dont on ne retrouve pas l'assassin. On nous cache tout, on nous dit rien. On nous cache-cache et cache-tampon. Dans la Maillard et Tartampion, ce sont les rois de l'information. On nous dit rien. Plus on apprend, plus on ne sait rien. On nous informe vraiment sur rien.
There we are, Jacques Dutronc. On the B-side, it was a 1966 single, Les Playbois, or Les Playboys in the non-francophone version. And that was On nous cache tout, on nous dit rien, which roughly translating as the more we hide, the less we say. And before that, we had Jacques Lintet with Le Coeur au Bois, des Doigts. And, well, who's playing some concerts in the coming weeks? Well, let me tell you. Actually, let's hear a little bit. That's Bach, but all 70s, soft jazzy. Anyway, tonight, if you're not doing anything, why don't you head over to the Biltmore? The Skinnies magazine party will be there. The SSRIs are headlining, and there are some of the fine people who were just in the booth here an hour ago or so. You'll see Becky, Jordy, Brenda. I can hear myself over these. Anyways, they'll be there. But if you can't make it out to the Biltmore tonight, why don't you go tomorrow, where the Sorcerer in Adelaide will be at. Also that same night at the Rail, we have Dixie's Death Pool with Make Love and Buffalo Swans. On Thursday, we have Dylan Thomas and your Vancouver Vipers with Minto Chipman, Red Cedar, and the Greff Band at the Biltmore. On Friday, we have Broken Social Scene with Tegan and Sarah at the Orpheum. That same night, we also have Jackfruit with Ben Sinister at Richards on Richards, Connecticut, David Grove, and more at the Western Front at Little Mountain Studios. We have Chris Smith with Wood Pigeon, and then it's the super band, the Biltmores, oddly enough, at the Biltmore. On Saturday, there's a lot more as well. There's Greg Kowalski with Darwin's Bitch, Said Said, and Empress at Little Mountain Studios. At the Cobalt, that night we have Japandroids, Terror Bird, White Owl, and Tight Solid. And at the Biltmore, we have Glory Days. They spin every week, but they have guest Fornix there. However, if you're planning to do Land of Talk, they canceled. On February 11th, we have Licky Lee with Wild Birds and Peace Drums at the Commodore. Then on the 13th, also at the Commodore, we have the Murder City Devils with Past Live. And if you're not doing anything Valentine's Day, please tell me you're not working like I am. We have Opown with Diadem and Aaron Road at St. James Hall. And Glory Days again, well, their guests are the good news. So that gives you at least some idea what to do over the first part of February here in Vancouver.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
Radio Free Gak. This song has been in my head for the past couple of days, so you will suffer.
She's alive.
Science.
Oingo Boingo with Weird Science off the theme to both the original John Hughes film and the spin-off TV series, though that was the single version as recorded for their 1985 album Dead Man's Party. And Oingo Boingo started off more as a twisted cabaret band in the 70s before going all Trevor Horn-like new wave, and originally was headed by one of the Elfmans, but eventually it was passed on to the brother Danny, and a man now more known for his film scores. And Elfman is this week's composer and profile on Radio Free Gack. My name is Gack. This is CITR Vancouver. And Elfman's score for Gus Van Sant's biopic of San Francisco politician Harvey Milk, simply called Milk, is the second nominee for Best Original Score in this year's Academy Awards. While still a member of Oingo Boingo, Elfman had a long love of the movie scores, including those of the 50s sci-fi and European art house scene. And at the same time as this came out, director Tim Burton invited Elfman to score Burton's first film, Pee-wee's Big Adventure, along with Paul Rubens. And Elfman was initially daunted by the task of orchestrating the music due to his lack of formal training, but he had some help with Oingo Boingo guitarist Steve Bartek. And with that help, Elfman succeeded, and at this point, he's scored all but two of Tim Burton's films. And what we'll do right now is we'll listen to a selection of scores from some of Burton's films before diving into his work for Milk. We'll start off with from 1989's film Beetlejuice. This is Travel Music on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
listen, you corpses of cheer, at least those of you who still got an ear. I'll tell you a story, make a skeleton cry of our own jubiliciously lovely corpse bride. For miles around, when a mysterious stranger came into town. He's plenty good looking, but down on his cash. And our poor little baby, she fell hot and fast. When her daddy said no, she just couldn't cope. So our lovers came up with a plan to elope. Her mother's wedding dress fit like a glove. You don't need much when you're really in love, except for a few things, or so I'm told, like the family jewels and a satchel of gold. Then next to the graveyard by the old oak tree, on a dark foggy night at 3:15, she was ready to go, but where was he? And then she waited.
And then
there in the shadows, was it her man?
And then
her little heart beat so loud.
And then,
baby, everything went black.
Now when she opened her eyes, she was dead as dust. Her jewels were missing and her heart was bust. So she made a vow lying under that tree that she'd wait for her true love to come set her free. Always waiting for someone to ask for her hand. When out of the blue comes this groovy young man who vows forever to be by her side. And that's the story of our
Danny Elfman with Remains of the Day. And you actually heard him sing there because he was the voice of the character Bone Jangles, which she also gave the speaking voice to for the stop-motion film The Corpse Bride. And from another stop-motion film, we had Danny Elfman's composition Sally's Song, in which you remember from the film The Nightmare Before Christmas. And that was sung by former SCTVer Catherine O'Hara. Technically, Tim Burton didn't direct Nightmare Before Christmas, though he acted as the writer and producer, and Henry Selick directed, since he's a specialist in stop-motion film. And you can actually get to see Selick's work shortly in the forthcoming Neil Gaiman adaptation of Coraline. Elfman likes working with the same directors most of the time, and one of them is Gus Van Sant. And along with working on Good Will Hunting and To Die For with Van Sant, Elfman scored his recent movie, Milk, from which we'll listen to a selection of cues from the Oscar-nominated score. Milk covers the life of Harvey Milk, a Long Island man, or as they say in Long Island, Long Island. He moved to San Francisco to become a rights activist, and before time, eventually he became the first openly gay politician elected in the U.S. Sort of a nice parallel going on right now, because in Iceland right now, we have the first openly gay head of state, and that is, what was her name? That was Johanna... Ooh, I can't pronounce that last name. Sudun's daughter or something like that. Anyways, Harvey Milk was based in the Castro district, which was one of the first accepting areas for gays, lesbians, and other folks. And he was elected to the Board of Supervisors on a campaign, oddly enough, based on weird little tiny things like pooper scooper. So the pooper scooper law is Harvey Milk's. What we'll do right now is we'll actually start to listen to at least 6 or 7 cues here from Danny Elfman's score to the Milk soundtrack. And we'll start off with The Castro on CITR Vancouver.
Thank you.
In the background here, we have Danny Elfman with Give 'Em Hope off the score to the soundtrack Milk. And eventually we'll seg into Harvey's theme itself. But we started off with the Castro before going into Proposition 6. And that, of course, is the equivalent to a Proposition 8 that was sort of rejected just a few months ago in California State. But Proposition 6 dealt more with teachers, and that was successfully voted against. Then we also heard Repealed Rights, Vote Passes, and Brig Pushing. And those all come from Danny Elfman's Academy Award-nominated score to the film Milk. The film's up for 7 additional Oscar nominations this year, including Gus Van Sant for Best Director, Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor for Sean Penn and Josh Brolin, respectively, and Picture of the Year. Milk has already won over a dozen awards from other guilds and institutes, and Elfman's been nominated 3 times before in the past for an Academy Award for his work in the film Big Fish, and then he had 2 competing scores back in 1997. That was Men in Black and Good Will Hunting. And of course, Harvey Milk was infamously shot along with San Francisco Mayor Howard Moscone by David White back in 1978. Unfortunately, I haven't seen the film before. It's not a big spoiler, but I mean, Harvey Milk is a big icon for the gay rights scene since 1978. And so it's been 30 years since his assassination, as it were. And the movie was released on the day before. And of course, in New York, there actually is a wonderful school named after Harvey Milk. And that's about it for this week's Radio Free Gak. Next week, I'll lead a profile on the 3rd Oscar-nominated composer, Alexandre Desplat, for his score to The Curious Case of Benjamin Button. I'll try to throw in some additional Louisiana music in there, but I might actually sort of save up for a proper Louisiana theme later on, since focusing on Desplat's score work would be a little bit more of a focus along the usual like Rim Ram stuff. If you missed any of this week's show, you can download the MP3 easily as a podcast, which you can subscribe to via CITR's website, which is www.citr.ca, or you can go to my site, which is gak.ca. Coming up at 9 p.m., it's the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, and it'll take you to midnight, at which part CITR goes on autopilot until 6 a.m. Tuesday morning, when Pacific Picking comes on the air. I'll leave you with a tune that somehow wasn't nominated for the Best Original Song, but you probably saw him during yesterday's Super Bowl halftime show. And at the request of Mickey Rourke, Bruce Springsteen wrote this song for Darren Aronofsky as the wrestler. And he won a Global Globe for this, but there's no Oscar chance. And actually, if you do want to pick up the wrestler soundtrack, it's all going to be just the heavy rock music that you hear when the big muscular people do the thing on the canvas mat. And if time permits, we'll listen to Gordon Downie's Insomniacs of the World Goodnight off his 2001 solo album Coke Machine Glow, which is a little bit of a tribute to my brother and wife, since my new little niece, Amelia Drew, is more of a night owl like her uncle. My name is Gak. Try to stay dry and warm, Vancouver. Thank you.
seen me? Have you ever seen a one-eyed man punching at nothing but the breeze? Have you ever seen a one-eyed man? Then you seen me. Then you seen me. I come and stand at every door. Then you seen me. Than I had before. And you seen me, but I can make you smile when the blood it hits the floor. Tell me, friend, can you ask for anything more? Tell me, can you ask for anything more? These things that have comforted me, I drive away. This place that is my home, I cannot stay. My only faith's in the broken bones and bruises I display. Have you ever seen a one-legged man trying to dance his way free? If you ever seen a one-legged man, then you seen me.
Writhing in a phone booth, or laid back in the dewy grass of our youth, and gathering our sweetnesses, and wishing on the Never Star.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right up. We're also on CITR.ca and The Jazz Show with your host, Gavin Walker.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo, boom-dee-doo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo.